The bill would have increased the minimum wage from $7.25 to $8.25 per hour later this year, and to $9.25 next year. It also states that if the federal minimum wage is higher, that wage would prevail. Democratic Senator Dave Marsden of Fairfax, the bill's patron, says $15,000 a year for a full-time worker is not enough to make ends meet.
If the Virginia minimum wage had kept up with inflation over the past 40 years, it would be $10.55 today. In Virginia, 123,000 workers earn the minimum wage. Only five states have a larger percentage of citizens earning at or below the minimum wage. According to a study on raising the minimum wage conducted by the Commonwealth Institute, most Virginia workers who would benefit from this raise work full-time, are not teenagers, and are important contributors to their family's overall income. Raising the minimum wage is good for the economy. Every dollar in wage increase results in $3,500 in new consumer spending by the household over the following year. Most minimum wage workers work for large companies, not small businesses. Consumer spending drives 70% of our economy but remains weak. Raising wages for the nation's lowest paid workers puts money into the hands of people who spend their incomes at the highest rates, boosting demand for goods and services in the local economy. We should not wait on the federal government to act. 21 states have a higher minimum wage than the federal government mandated one. There is no reason to wait around on a gridlocked federal government when we can fix this problem ourselves.
Republican Senator Mark Obenshain of Harrisonburg.
This is a massive increase in our minimum wage in terms of percentage. It's a 28% increase. Nearly two-thirds of all minimum wage employees in Virginia are children or young adults enrolled in school. Higher minimum wage means better pay for some people, but what it means more immediately is fewer jobs. Teen unemployment is up to 20.7% in this country, and higher minimum wage is going to kill more of these jobs.
Democratic Senator Adam Eben of Alexandria.
The next time that we use a clean toilet, let's think about who cleaned it. The next time we sleep in a clean hotel room, who made the bed? When we eat a $3 breakfast, who cooked it and who scrubbed the floor? When we get a fast food meal at a drive-thru, who handed it to us and who gave us our change? The question before us today is whether they should have bus fare or be able to have the luxury to buy gas, have a roof over their heads, buy Christmas gifts for their kids, or buy vegetables.
Republican Senator Jeff McWaters of Virginia Beach.
If you give a salary increase to one level, particularly an entry level, because they're not being paid up to the standard, you have to continue those salary increases throughout your ranks and ultimately through every employee of your company, A, to meet certain wage and salary guidelines, and B, just to be fair to people. So these employers are not just calculating a two-year 28% for an entry wage. They're calculating a 28% increase for every employee in their company. Which of these employers can charge 28% more for their products and survive? Here's the other dilemma these employers have. They're competing against the internet-based companies that hire no one, where computers fill these orders or hire very, very, very few people. And so now we're going to penalize them even further because they have a retail operation, because they have people on the floor, because they have people serving us, because they have people explaining the products and showing us the products. Now all of a sudden, they're going to have compression in their wages, driving significant cost through their infrastructure at a time when people are buying more online than are buying retail.
Senate Democratic Leader Dick Saslaw of Fairfax.
When I got here, the minimum wage was under $4 an hour. And let me tell you, every time a bill got put in, all we heard was everybody's going to lose their job. I have not known a single instance of when that minimum wage went up. And granted, I'm just looking in my region where anybody's lost a job. Not a one.
Republican Senator Ryan McDougall of Hanover notes that the bordering states of North Carolina, Kentucky, West Virginia, and Maryland have the federal minimum wage. And Tennessee has no minimum wage.
Mr. President, if this bill were to pass, it would also put Virginia at a competitive disadvantage for every state that surrounds us.
The bill passed the Senate on a 20-20 vote, with Lieutenant Governor Ralph Northam breaking the tie. The House Committee on Commerce and Labor killed the bill yesterday on an unrecorded voice vote. Craig Carper, WCVE News, Capitol Square.